Hello, this is Joe with the Frontiers Frontier podcast. I'm going to be talking about episode 2 and episode 3 of Lower Decks today. Be right back here after a quick little ad break with Anchor FM. If you're ever thinking about recording a podcast, Anchor FM is what I would recommend. Just listen to this ad, and I will be right back to start the show. Thank you. I'm back. I'm going to start talking about the episodes here in just a moment. First, I want to thank everybody on Twitter who's stuck with me and continued to listen to the show. I was really shocked when I just pulled up Anchor and seen that my last episode was up to 66 listens. That was like 2 weeks ago because I had a little vacation in between the episodes. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who's following me on Twitter, who's interacted with me on Twitter. I can't even say enough. Everybody on Twitter has been amazing. But anyway, into the episode. The second episode is called Envoy. In that episode, just a quick overview here. We get a cold open with a malevolent light coming onto the ship. It encounters Mariner and Tendi. Before it can do anything, Mariner tackles it and threatens to stick it in a storage container. And before she can shove it in a storage container, it offers her something. And she gets it to provide her with a tricorder with a purple stripe on it, which takes up almost all of its energy. And then she's like, "Well, I need the energy crystal for it." And she's like, "I wouldn't ask for something without a battery." So at that point, it creates the energy crystal for it, and her and Tendi just walks off with the new tricorder with the purple stripe on it, which looked really cool. And then at that point in time, Captain Freeman walks into the screen, and the energy being tries to attack her, but it just kind of just poofs against her comm badge. I don't know if that was foreshadowing or if it just kind of poofs away. Who knows at this point? It's a cartoon, so it's really hard to say whether they'll revisit that or not. But then at that point in time, it goes into the actual episode, which is just which is a really good episode. In this episode, just a quick overview here. Brad Boimer gets signed an escort mission to take a Klingon general down to Tagana 4. It does not go very well. Because Mariner gets also assigned to it and finds out that the Klingon and Mariner had done some off the book Grey Ops stuff. And he's like, "How's that possible? We're the same age," which is really funny. At that point in time, they're drinking and partying on the shuttlecraft on the way down to the planet. They get down to the planet, and the Klingon's all passed out in the shuttle. They get off the shuttle. They're arguing. In the meantime, the Klingon wakes up. The Klingon general wakes up and steals the shuttle. So they're arguing back and forth. And while they're walking through, or while they're going through the little Kronos, which is where they end up landing at because the general wanted Gok. So that's where they landed at. And then he stole the shuttle. So now they're walking around trying to figure out where he went to. There's several funny scenes there. Some very memorable quotes that we also got in this episode. Let's see. One of was here. This is the captain when she's trying to figure out what she's going to say before they go to warp. She's like, "I really got to think of something cool to say when we're going to warp." Something like, "It's warp time. What do you think of that? Is that good for you?" And then when Boimer finds out that Mariner has been assigned the same assignment to escort the Klingon general down to Tagana 4, here's a good quote, or here's a memorable quote that from the episode. "I'm your co-pilot. You're taking on more work just to bug me. Calm down, man. We can't have you co-flying angry. I need you co-calm." And then this is where we also get the scene with the blast shield from the trailer and from the trailer that they released earlier. So that was really funny to finally see that in the episode. And then a quote from when Rutherford's going through the command training in the hologram. "Okay, that was a rough start. FYI, in situations, now just try employing the Janeway protocol. Got it? And what's that? Good one." After that, it comes, They have a scene where he is where the ship encounters a small asteroid and he freezes up. He doesn't know what to tell him, so he just says, "Employ the Janeway protocol." And they're like, "Are you serious?" Next thing you know, they ran into the asteroid. There's blood everywhere. The kindergarten gets destroyed, so the kids get launched into space, and the pre-K gets destroyed. All those kids get lost in space. And this one we get the next funny quote in here. In thousands of simulations, that's literally never happened before. Let's try another one on a ship with even more children, which was fantastic. Oh yeah, there was a really funny scene with a new alien that was introduced in Azkaban. I think that's how they said it. Brad Boimer is like, "I've never heard of Azkaban. How do you know? Affinity for red, drawn to weak-minded. Plus, I kind of dated one once, only to make my mom mad." Weak-minded. Boimer took offense to being called weak-minded, which was funny. But yeah, apparently this alien, what they do is they lay eggs in people's in I'm assuming males' throats. Yeah, hopefully I actually don't see that. But anyway, that's kind of gross, it sounded like. Anyway. Oh yeah, excuse me. While they're in the bazaar there, there was a lot of aliens that hadn't been seen in Star Trek in years. Like the Ferengi, it's been since Enterprise, since they've been on screen. There's Vendorian, which was from TAS, which is a shape-shifting race, their species, which was really cool. So yeah, this is a really good episode. Highly recommended, worth checking out. So I'm going to take a quick break here, and then I will be back with my review for episode 3, which is called, let me get that here, oh, Temporal Edict. Yeah, Temporal Edict. There we go. So yeah, take a quick break here. I'll be right back with my review for episode 4. Thank you.
Space, the funnest frontier.
Alright, and I'm back to talk about the third episode, Temporal Edict. This episode is really funny. Like I said in the first part here, this is actually my favorite episode so far this season. I like the callbacks to, in the cold open to TNG with all the. Excuse me. Sorry about this. With Anchor, there's not really a way, because I do this all on my cell phone, there's not really a way for me to go in there and edit out any, dead air or anything, so I apologize for any dead air or anything in the recording. I try to keep it as minimal as possible. But anyway, so back to the episode here. I did like it because the cold open here is a call back to the TNG cold or TNG concerts and stuff they did in Tim Ford a lot. It starts off with Boimer playing a violin song for his mom, which is really cool and cute. And then Mariner and Tindy come in with a drum and a rock electric guitar, and they push him off. And this is a really funny scene, especially if you look at Tindy while she's doing it. She's just like jamming away on those drums. It's hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing at this scene. But the actual overview, or what this episode is really about, or, oh, actually, no, the next part is also really funny, is because while Mariner and Tindy's playing, there is a scene where Captain Freeman's talking to a Klingon, and he's like, what is the meaning of this loud bass? Are you mocking me?" And they're like, "I don't know what's going on. We don't hear it on our end." And then that's when he kills an engineer on his side, blaming him for the sounds, which is really funny. And this is also the when we go into the opening. Hold on, just want to take a quick drink here. All right, so This is when we find out from the first officer's log that the Cerritos is en route to Cardassia Prime for a brokering peace meeting between the Cardassians, but then they don't find out who the Cardassians are supposed to be having a peace meeting with, because they're interrupted by a subspace transmission saying that the meeting's been canceled because everybody's been creeped out by the Cardassians. So that's when we go down to the lower deck crew. And we find Rutherford, Tindy, Bomer, and Merritt are all talking about how they're working on their assignments, and that this is when they explain to Tindy what buffer time is, which is basically essentially the same thing that Scotty would do back in the original series when he would tell Kirk that it would take like 5 hours to do something when it's really only take like 2 hours to make it sound like he's a miracle worker. But they use it instead to go get like margaritas and stuff, or like take a little chills between assignments. So, but then that captain finds out about that and she cancels it, which causes all kinds of havoc on the ship because nobody's used to working as hard as she's trying to make them work, which we've all been there. We got those bosses who like to micromanage everything and make sure everybody's working instead of trusting everybody to do their job, which is actually the moral of this episode, in my opinion, is if you're a good boss and you have good workers and you know you got good workers, you should be able to trust those good workers to do their job. So yeah, overall, this is a really good episode. I would highly recommend this episode. Some memorable quotes I also found in this episode was there's a part here. Let me find it. Again, yeah, apologize for the dead air here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here, between Mariner and Ransom, this is hilarious. I'm not sure if they're teasing something between Mariner and Ransom, or if this is just for this episode. That'll be really interesting to see. I really enjoyed Jerry O'Connell playing Jack Ransom. I couldn't imagine anybody else doing it. He is hilarious. But the quote is, "Permission to speak freely." And Ransom's like, "You always speak freely. Nobody can stop you from speaking freely." And there's Boimer trying to console the captain, telling her she's a great captain, and that she just needs to let her crew be a great crew, which is great advice to anybody who's in charge. I mean, if you're a good boss and a good captain in this situation, then you should be able to trust your people below you that they can do their job and that they don't need to have somebody be micromanaging all the time so they can be a great crew. There was another part at the end of the episode where Mariner's medbay, and the doctor Tiana is offering to clean up her scars for her, and she's like, she tells him that she wants to keep the scars. They're like trophies. The quote is, "You'll be fine. Do you want me to clean up those disgusting scars?" And she's like, "No way. No, these are my trophies. Congratulations. You look like a fucking scratching post." So that they actually say effing scratching post. They bleep it out, but obviously that's what they were saying. Oh yeah, and then the funniest part was at the end when they're talking about the Boimler effect, which is what they call it when they reinstitute buffering time. But the quote is, from the end of the episode, which is really funny, and it showed, which is, it actually had a really great Star Trek Easter egg on there with Chief Miles O'Brien as well, which is really funny. I really enjoyed Miles O'Brien in DS9 and TNG. Definitely underused. But anyway, the quote is, "Which is why the Boimler effect is something we'll never forget. So named after the laziest, most corner-cutting officer in Starfleet history, Brad Boimler, seen here with one of the great birds of the galaxy," which is a reference to Gene Roddenberry. Anyway, the quote is, the finish of the quote here. "Anyway, let's move on to somebody even more important, perhaps the most important person in Starfleet history, Chief Miles O'Brien." Let's see here. But yeah, anyway, it was a really good episode. I highly recommend this episode. Star Trek Lower Decks just keeps getting better. This cast is just keeps them getting better. I love everybody on the cast. Tawny Newsome, Jack Quaid, Noah Wells, Eugene Cordero. I hope I said his name correctly. He's the one who played Pillboy on The Good Place. If any of you watch that show, also I highly recommend that show. That show is hilarious. Jerry O'Connell, Jack Ransom. Really good episode. Like I said, the show just keeps getting better. Highly recommend it. CBS All Access. Check it out. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you everybody for listening. Sorry for the rambling and the stuttering and stopping here. Still getting used to doing podcasts. Hopefully it will improve. I'm not sure. It's just kind of how I talk sometimes. So anyway, appreciate everybody listening here. Thank you. Everybody on Twitter, again, appreciate it. You guys, everybody's fantastic. All of you are fantastic. I love everybody I've met on Twitter. Thank you and have a great day. Bye.